This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show earlier this year in January. We're talking about Abbin Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABN. Their market cap's around 16 million, stock price around 13 to 14 cents a share. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Jim Pettit. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about the different projects you were working on. How does last year's program look in the rearview mirror compared to this year, especially with the Forest Kerr project and the Justin project?
Well, it looks pretty good. We learned a lot last year. We use oriented core drilling, which is a special technique, so we can understand the orientation of the environment we're in, like which ways the structure coming from, et cetera, et cetera. But we also had a lot of success. We had a lot of good high-grade hits. We expanded that north boundary zone of ours that we discovered in 2017. It is a fairly complex area we're in. You can have 60 to 70 grams per ton gold, and 1 meter away, you can have zero. So, you know, our job is to find out what's going on there and get a handle on the structure. Also, last year, we were limited with our locations for the drill rigs. You're licensed by pad location, which your rig sits on, a pad, and it's to reduce the environmental disturbance. And then the helicopter lifts the drill rig up, and then you move it to another pad. Well, we only had 9 locations approved last year, so we were kind of constrained. You could get a bunch of different angles off of one pad, but you may not get the right angle that you really need. And this year, we now have 40 drill pad locations approved. So we're going to start this year basically with 5,000 meters planned and probably very easily jump that up to 10, maybe 15,000 meters with the given pad locations we have now. And those are all planned and in the works, and everything's approved. And let's not forget, we had some really good results in specific areas up there last year, especially that north boundary zone. Like going into this year, we know we've got a couple of different areas we want to get in there and really pound. Like it's there, we were close. We can tell we were close. The grades were not that up to that 30 gram range, which is, you know, pretty amazing to have, but they were in the 15 gram range. But the intersections were really broad. You could stretch them out to 100 meters plus, and you maybe have 1-2 gram stuff. That's really intriguing to us. So it could mean that we're only, you know, a degree or two off.
Well, you know, earlier I mentioned the Justin project. It's up in the Yukon there. What plans do you have for this year? And probably you won't get up there until the middle of May, late May, early June. Your thoughts?
Well, we've been quietly doing small amounts of work the last couple of years up there, like $150,000 worth, mainly sampling and trenching. And last year, with the trenching that we did, we uncovered some pretty high-grade vein systems that were exposed at surface. We consider it an extension of the Three Aces project right next to us, with Golden Predator owns that. And they're these mesothermal vein systems that are very broad veins, very rich, and it's really close to, like a kilometer away, that's 1,000 meters away from an area that we drilled 2012, and we uncovered a intrusion-related gold system. So what we've got are two distinctly different systems supplying gold to that area. Like the intrusion-related gold system is like Fort Knox, in Alaska. They're big, quite large, lower grade systems, and they, you know, create, you know, big, huge open pit type deposits. And then you've got the mesothermal high grade, which has, you know, up to, well, just in the sampling or the trenching, we were hitting 22 gram gold. And if you go to the website and look at some of the coarse grains we pulled out of there, it's pretty spectacular.
And how far down did you have to go?
Well, for that trenching, that was on surface. I mean, we trenched only, it's maybe a meter deep and a meter wide. And at length, it might be 14 meters, but there's two of these trenches, and they're about 200 meters apart. And so coming this year, we've got a small track-mounted air blast drill. It's called a RAB drill. We can do 20 holes and connect the two, no more than 50 meters deep. And then our 2012 work, we want to carry on there and do 6 to 10 diamond drill holes to expand that zone that we discovered back in 2012, where you have the potential for large tonnage, lower grade. And I think we're in a perfect situation for it, because a lot of times when you find these high grade vein systems and they're distal or further away from the intrusion, it's just the cracking in the country rock that allows the fluids to come in, and you get these high grades. So they could be associated. There could be a secondary mineralization that's younger, and it could really turn out to be something. So that's obviously, we're going to go in there. We're going to spend probably about, no more than $1.5 million up there.
What's on tap for the Golden Triangle this year? You hear a lot of my other companies that come on the show, and they talk about it, one of the richest areas for gold is the Golden Triangle. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it is. That's why we're there. We really wanted to get an entry point in there and get some good ground. So that was we started in 2016 to assemble the ground, and you want to be associated to some of these very large regional structures. And our property's long and narrow. It's because we follow the Kerr Fault, which is a major feature right in the middle of the Golden Triangle. And, right in halfway between, it's halfway between the old Snip Mine and Eskay Creek Mine, which were two of the highest grade mines in the world at the time. But it's an area that's unique. It's Pretium's open and operating now, and that's incredibly high grade. Red Chris to our north, which is a copper deposit, is just getting bought out by an Australian company called Newcrest. They're buying it from Imperial Metals. Imperial's had trouble with metallurgy, et cetera, and getting through that initial cap, creating an open pit. Well, these guys are going to come in and go, they've drilled down deeper below what the pit level was going to be, and they've hit some super high-grade copper and gold. So they're going to do block caving, and they're paying $800 million to do it.
Wow.
And they're only getting 70%. They're not getting 100% of the deal. So, that's the potential of what you have up there, and that's why I wanted to be there. The best way to look at it is, let's say the Hawaiian Islands drifted across the Pacific and rammed into the coast of California.
Right.
And you have this piling up upon each other of these volcanic systems, because that's all. The Hawaiian Islands are just, they're a series of volcanoes that are slowly drifting across the ocean. And that's what this is. This is... technical terms, you get a lot of this volcanogenic massive sulfide deposits, which are a lot to do with volcanism, and you've got them piled up on each other there, and just with all the colliding going on, it's creating this massive event of fluids entering this area, and the fluids is what carries the gold and the silver and the copper, whatever else. It's what you want.
Hey, Jim, I want to switch gears just for a second before I let you go. We're running out of time. You mentioned in the past that you believe that Abin Resources could be an aerial play or a gold play. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's one of the aspects that I look at is for Abin is it's in an area play. It's such a good area for exploration, and the return is, you're looking for high grade results. Well, you get a lot of people staking all around you, and we had good success the last few years. There's no ground around us that isn't already staked now, and there are all these other companies coming in and they're raising money to spend money up there. So you end up with this big area play that happens, and you find that, somebody else beside us or not far from us has good results, our stock goes up.
Absolutely.
Because of it.
I understand.
And it's just that you know, the old Voisey Bay days, if you got your listeners remember that was a huge area play. And that was the first one, well, one of the first ones, the old Diamond, you know, when the Diamond discoveries up in the Northwest Territories, that was a massive area play.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Jim. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. In closing, is there anything we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, yeah, a little bit of the seasonality issue of you know, the Golden Triangle. It's a short season up there. That's why we're going up to the Yukon first. We'll get 2 months in advance of what we did last year. So you do get a seasonality trade in this whole area up there. You know, in the off-season, our stock can hit, well, this year it hit a low of 11 cents. And right now it's trading at 19, just about to go into the 20s. And when we get drilling again, last year it hit 50. And then when you finish drilling, it starts all over. It goes back down again because it's because of tax loss selling, because you finish right into that. And then you start all over again. And if you look at the last 3 years' chart, it's pretty predictable.
For my listeners, if you're looking for a Canadian gold exploration company, look no further than Abin Resources Limited. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABN. Also, if you want to learn more about their company, go to their website, abenresources.com. Jim, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Greatly appreciate it. Hopefully that you'll come back on in about 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on up there in British Columbia.
Hey, I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.